Hey everyone, welcome to a deep dive into AI and journalism. You're here, which means you're interested in this stuff, so we're going deep into some recent research. We're looking at academic papers, specifically from Spain and Latin America, published between 2018 and 2022. Now, you might be picturing, I don't know, robots writing news articles. And while that's kind of part of it, it's not the whole picture. This research actually found that since, like, 2016, there's been a huge surge in AI and journalism research. Exponential growth. We brought in an expert to help break down why that is and what it all means for us. What I found fascinating is they didn't just use one database, they went all in.
Yeah, they used Scopus and Web of Science, which, if you're not familiar, those are the big ones. It's best practice to use both. You get a much wider net. They started with 627 articles and, using something called the Prisma method, got it down to 43 highly relevant studies. That's how you know it's good research. They did their homework.
Okay, so back to that research surge around 2016. Something must have happened, right?
Well, the research doesn't exactly say why, but it's hard to ignore. That's when AI technology really took off. Natural language processing, machine learning. AI could suddenly understand and write like humans.
Makes sense. Any researcher back then would have to be thinking, okay, how does this change things?
Exactly. And they found that AI in journalism isn't just robots writing the news. It's a lot more than that.
So less about replacing journalists and more about giving them tools.
Exactly. Think of it like this AI can do the repetitive, data-heavy tasks. Summarizing reports, you know, sports scores, things like that, frees up journalists to do the in-depth work, the investigations, where you really need that human touch.
Okay, so AI could actually make journalism more human. That's not something you hear every day.
It's an interesting twist, right? And it's not just articles either. Content moderation, keeping harmful stuff offline. AI can analyze what readers respond to so journalists know what works.
So almost like an AI assistant working behind the scenes to improve things.
In a way, yeah. It's important to note, though, this research wasn't all positive. There are challenges and downsides.
We're going to get into that, the whole robots taking over fear. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about who's doing this research. The study looked at collaboration networks. Yep. And there's something interesting about Spain and Latin America.
Right. So Spain is doing the most research by volume, but there are strong connections to Latin America, particularly Ecuador. And get this, the most cited Latin American papers, those are from Argentina and Brazil.
So it's global. This isn't just a Spanish thing. Ugh. Researchers around the world are asking the same questions.
Exactly. And that global perspective is important because the implications of AI and journalism, that affects everyone everywhere. It's about how we consume information, how we understand the world.
And that brings us to the big question. If you're listening and you're not a journalist, why should you care?
Well,
we were about to tell you, we were just talking about how global this research is. It's easy to think about AI as like this futuristic thing.
Right, right. Like it's years away.
But this research shows it's already changing how we get the news.
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggest takeaways here is that AI isn't some far-off thing.
It's here now.
It's happening right now behind the scenes of the apps and websites you use every day.
Okay, so give me an example, something that would surprise people. How AI is in journalism right now.
All right, have you ever noticed how those news aggregators, you know, they always seem to know what you want to read?
Yeah. You open your phone and bam, there's that article about, like, I don't know, your favorite band from high school or something.
That's AI, content personalization. They use algorithms, look at your reading habits, social media, even your location.
So you end up with a news feed just for you.
Exactly. A personalized news assistant who brings you articles instead of coffee. And it's really effective.
Well, yeah, if I'm seeing stuff I like, I'm going to keep reading.
The research actually found that news outlets using this saw way more engagement than those that didn't. And this is where it gets really interesting, because it could be good for everyone.
Okay, how so?
For readers, it's a better experience. You get the stuff you care about without all the extra noise.
And for journalists?
They get insights. They see what works, what people respond to, and that makes their work even better.
So win-win.
Potentially, yes. But, and this is important, there are some potential downsides to think about with all this personalization.
Like what?
Well, one thing is it could create filter bubbles.
Filter bubbles, meaning?
Meaning people only see information that already fits their worldview. And that can make society more divided.
It's like everyone's stuck in an echo chamber.
Right. And that's why we need to be aware of how AI is being used. We have to engage with the news actively, not just passively.
We can't just trust the algorithm blindly.
Exactly. We have to be smart news consumers, question what we see, find different sources to get the full picture, which actually brings us to another use of AI in journalism, fighting misinformation.
Oh, now that's something I think we can all get behind.
It's a huge problem, right? Fake news, it's everywhere.
And it has real consequences. Elections, violence, everything.
And AI might be part of the solution.
How so?
Researchers are building algorithms that can spot patterns in language. They can find those fake images and videos.
So they can tell what's real and what's fake.
They're getting better at it, yeah. Like having digital detectives helping journalists and fact checkers get rid of that bad information.
That's amazing. Are there any concerns with that, though?
Of course, there are always things to consider. One big one is bias.
Bias how?
Well, if the AI is trained on biased data, it will learn that bias. And then we're in trouble, right?
Yeah, we don't want AI deciding what's true based on bad information. That's worse.
Exactly. So we need transparency. We need accountability to make sure it's being used ethically. We can't just throw AI in a problem and hope for the best. It takes careful work.
This is fascinating stuff. We've covered so much about how AI is changing journalism already.
And we're not done.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the future of all this. What's next for AI in journalism? Stay with us. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been talking about AI and journalism, how it's changing the way news works.
That's a lot to think about, that's for sure.
It really is. We talked about personalized news, fact-checking with AI. So for everyone listening, what's the one big thing to remember, the thing you take with you after this?
We keep saying AI is changing journalism, and that's true. But it's important to remember AI is a tool. Like any tool, it can be used in good ways.
Or bad ways.
Right. And that's where it gets interesting. Because it means we have a choice. We're not just along for the ride.
We can actually do something.
Absolutely. We support news that's transparent about how they use AI. We ask questions. We stay informed.
We can't just sit back and let the algorithms decide everything for us.
Exactly. Be a smart news consumer. Think critically. And be aware of misinformation, whether it's a person or a machine spreading it.
It's about being part of the solution. Not just letting things happen.
This research is a call to action. The future of journalism. It depends on all of us.
That's a great point to end on. It's been great talking to you, as always.
Thanks for having me. And to everyone listening, keep learning, keep asking questions, keep exploring these issues.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive into AI and journalism. Thanks for listening, everyone.